So here's what I want to share with you. Another one. So let's go to Numbers. Numbers 13. The book of Numbers, chapter 13. Glory to God. When you get it, say amen. Numbers 13:1. I want you to listen again. This is so important. You listen what the word say, what he's saying. Because we're going to say some things here in a minute. Number 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, what do we have? That don't say. Number 13, 1. There we go. That's 2. There we go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Which what? I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their father, shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Other word, it was 12 spies, right? There were 12 tribes of Israel. There was a leader sent from every tribe of Israel. They are listed here, but I'm not going to even try to attempt to go through them. You can go through them later, but I got too much to cover to read you the Bible. If you want me to read your Bible, just call me. I'll come over to your house and read the Bible to you. But I got to cover some ground tonight, okay? If you just have to help me read it. All right. But notice here now, what did the Lord say? Now listen what he said. He said, I have given you the land. Didn't he say it? Then he told them what to do. Take a man, a leader from every tribe. And they did. Let's skip down to verse 27, because they went and did what he said, and they returned. Let's see what kind of report that they bring back. Hallelujah. See verse 27, go ahead and put that up there. Verse 27. Hallelujah. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us. And surely it floweth with what? And this is the fruit of it. They brought some fruit back from that land. And somebody said the fruit, can you imagine a bunch of grapes? You know, I use grapes all the time. I get them in a little box. And you go to buy grocery pride, give them a little pack wrapped up. You can hold them in your hand. But they said it took two men. I don't know how true this is, but it took two men to carry that bunch of grapes with a pole on their shoulder. That's how fruitful, how large those grapevines were. And so anyway, but we do know that because they said it right here in verse 27, they told him and said, we came into the land where thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. They said, here the fruit to prove it. Here it is. All right. Nevertheless, now look at this unbelief in the shooting here, this doubt. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. God didn't tell a thing in the world about the people. He said, I give you the land, didn't he? God ever tell you, say, well, I want you to get X number of dollars in such and such an offering. Well, God, you know, I don't make it. Anybody been guilty of that? God know how much you make. These people, God said, I have given you the land. I want y'all to hear tonight. What God, when God tells you something, that's why he gave you faith. He never intended for you to try to do that on your own ability. He wanted you to immediately figure in the supernatural. His super ability that's going to cause this to happen as you act on your faith. Amen. So let's read on. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And more, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell in the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb did what? Still the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. But these other 10 were shooting so much doubt and unbelief. I want you to stay with me now. But Caleb said, I can't stand this. God told us this land is out. Let's go get it. Let us and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. How quickly they forgot. It hadn't been too long since they crossed the Red Sea. Listen. It hadn't been too long they crossed the Red Sea. They weren't too far from the Red Sea. They were close by Jordan anyway. And they forgot. They forgot. All you got to do when the devil started talking loud, remember the one that he lied to you before on, and it happened. He told you weren't going to make it out of this one. And here you are still standing. Huh? He told you weren't going to get that car. He told you weren't going to get that house. He told you weren't going to get that job. He told you all that stuff. You got it? He told you, you are not going to get healed this time. Didn't he tell you that? You're standing here well now. That's all you got to do is remember. He lied to you before. And you didn't pay him no mind. Why are you listening to him now?